it with him, though, is an opportunity to let him represent all people. Okay, I'm jumping ahead in the course to let you know that the course is not trying to snatch your special relationship from. It's not saying that you can't have a special romantic relationship. It is not saying you cannot have a special, because I've watched people turn into special relationship Nazis with the course, you know, like as soon as somebody says special, oh, you can't say special, and they get all nervous and stuff, you know. And the course, this is all you have to remember with the Course in Miracles to get rid of major resistance when you read it. Trust me on this one. The Holy Spirit will use every single thing you have made, believe, or think to take you to heaven and bliss and love. So that means if you've made up the concept of a special love relationship, then the special love relationship can be used to heal you. If you made up the concept of you need money in order to make it, then the Holy Spirit can use money to enlighten you. There is not one single thing you are doing in your physical human form that cannot be used as an elevation of your form and who you really are. Not one thing. Like in clothes, like in cars, like in hiking, like in dancing, like in sex, like to be a president of a company, wanting a new car, wanting a parking space. There is nothing you can make that the Holy Spirit will not use to wake you up to your true identity. So it's no sacrifice that's required of you. There is no giving up, nothing that you truly value. Are we together on that? Because if you forget that, you're probably going to have a hard time with this material. Because it's going to point out how you're misusing it, everything that you believe and make. And then it's going to show you how to use everything you believe and make. Now let me show you the truth of what I'm saying. If you go back up to paragraph 11, sentence 6, it says, see in the call of hate. Okay, I'm mad now, right? I'm hating now, right? Somebody else is mad. Somebody else is afraid. That's all hate is. It's just an extreme form of fear. He says, how should you see that? The call for help that rises ceaselessly from you to your creator. Like I had somebody ask me the other day, how would I process grief? Okay, here it is. It's so simple. Here you go. My grief is what? The call for help that rises ceaselessly from me to God. It's me calling for love. It's me calling for help. It's me calling for the love of my creator. Now, that's what it is. Now, this is a new language, right? So that means whenever somebody is grieving in the new language, how do you translate grief? There you go. See, it's a language. So now grief is seen as a call for help that's rising ceaselessly. I'm so mad that person cut me off, and I wish I could just ram their car. I'm angry. What is that? It's a ceaseless call for love. Some of us know we have ceaseless calls for love. How do you know if you have a ceaseless call for love? You are always unhappy about one thing or another. There's always something worrying you, concerning you, upsetting you. So you are a ceaseless prayerful person. You get up in the morning praying. You pray all, you go to work and pray. You go home and see your kids and pray. You see your mate and you really pray. You call your mama and you pray. You look at TV and you just see prayers, 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 prayers. You see what I'm saying? Everything you see is a call for help that's rising ceaselessly from you to your creator. Now, seeing it that way will transform your entire life. Now, you can make it harder than this if you choose. You can go back to the old process of analyzing, processing, what I call it, three things: projection, blame, and attack. You can go back to projection, blame, and attack. Let's make it simple. What's the old way? Do you recognize that you can reduce everything that comes from separation as those three things? I'm either saying it's your fault, I'm either blaming, or I'm attacking. And that can be myself or somebody else. Now, your ego, which is the old self, the old you is going to put you asleep when you are hearing what would undo your lack, pain, or fear. As soon as I say the thing that you do to your to yourself the most to hurt you, that's when you're going to go unconscious.
Okay.
If your ego is ruling you, like if you really, like now you're in dire straits right now in some way, and you're experiencing a lot of fear and guilt about something, as I tell you about it being nothing but a call for help, you're going to go unconscious on me. Because your ego wants you to keep on doing what? Projecting, blaming, or attacking. And it can be yourself. You know why? Because that's the way that your ego has decided to heal you. In other words, you've already made the decision that the way to get out of the problem that you're in is to project it on something outside yourself, to blame yourself for others, or to get mad. That is actually the path that your ego sets you on. It says, you want to get your husband to treat you right, project on him, blame on him, attack him. If you want to change your financial situation, project that it's caused by external situations, blame yourself for not being smart enough, attack other people for taking advantage of you. You see what I'm saying? Or defend against being taken advantage of. So your ego has already decided on how to answer your problem. So when you hear it is seeing it as a call for help rising ceaselessly to your creator, is that the answer that your ego has come up with?
No.
Do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? See, that's the answer. See, if you want to be right, then you ignore the real answer and go back to no, it's not. It's projection, blame, and attack. And I'll stop right there with that part and go on further. Okay? It says, in God's link with you, I love this. It says, in love's link with you lie both God's inability to forget and your ability to remember. In God are joined your willingness to love, in the Holy Spirit are joined your willingness to love and all the love of God who forgot you not. Your Father, which is another word for creator, can no more forget the truth in you than you can fail to remember. Now let's take the word your Father, and what is that, love or fear?
No.
Okay, so that'd be love can no more forget the truth in you than you can fail to remember it. Okay, so if I love you, then I will never forget the truth about you. Here's another way you can tell somebody to love you. If they love you, they will never forget who you really are, that you are a child of God, that you are a loving being, and that you deserve love. And not only that, if I love you, I won't let you forget that. So someone who loves you doesn't let you forget your value, even if you try to. Someone who fears you will be someone who's telling you you have no value and everything about you is not whole and complete. So that's how you can tell the difference between love and fear. If I love you, even when you are feeling that you are not worthwhile, I'm going to remember it for you. If I fear you and you fear me in a relationship, you're going to tell me what's wrong with you, and I'm going to add a few more things you forgot about. So this is simultaneously inspirational and depressing. Is it not? Because at the same time that you recognize love, what are you recognizing at the same time?
Fear.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that? It's like as I do this, you immediately see where love isn't being actualized, while at the same time you're glad to hear what love is. That's the part that's a challenge. Is that you in other words, you are waking up. Hallelujah. And waking up is hard to do. Okay, and I'm going to go through, I'm going to finish this section, and then I'll take a few minutes and we can talk about it, but I want to make sure I get to this section. Okay, so your Father can no more forget the truth in you than you can fail to remember it. The Holy Spirit, okay, let's take it slow. I don't care if I finish this section or not. I'd rather for you to get one word of the new language than any other. Okay, so what is the Holy Spirit? People say, well, what is the Holy Spirit? Here it is. Did you see on the page where it says what? The Holy Spirit is, we're getting ready to get the answer. The bridge, with a capital B. Notice that's the capital B. To God.